Blog Talk Radio.
About the
blow their brain. All the ladies look at me and say, knuckle for knuckle, but I was born to tussle. All the ladies look at me and say, East Coast girls, West Coast girls, Gucci poppin' to the floor and say, all ladies, if you're thick and you're down with the click, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, girls with big titties in Las Vegas City, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, if you got a big butt, not giving a fuck, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, can a nigga get a table dance? Butt naked from a chick dressing hot pants. I got four fat chicks in the booth. Now I'ma kick it to the young black youth. I'm getting kinda tipsy off these cheap ass drinks. Somebody smoking weed cause it sure do stink. We find out the bar, there's no more drinks. When it's all said and done, yo, who do you think? No more chicken in the club, man, these girls go trips. All the ladies look at me and say, when they making all that noise, just me and the boys. All the ladies look at me and say, new kid in town, about to lock it down. All the ladies look at me and say, up jump the boogie, bang bang the boogie, loose booty, all the ladies say, ha-ha. East Coast girls, West Coast girls, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, all ladies, if you're thick and you're down with the click, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, girls with big titties in Las Vegas City, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, if you got a big butt, not giving a fuck, coochie poppin' to the floor and say.
Everybody, you got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all, out here live in Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? It is a Friday night, you know what I mean? And it is time for Live After Five with the Fat Man. You know how it is, Fat Man, Detroit's finest, coming to you. The 313 is definitely in the building. What's going on, everybody? What y'all doing on a Friday night? I'm sitting here in the studio looking out the window, you know what I'm saying, at the Las Vegas Strip, you know what I mean? We got, you know, over 400,000 people that come to Las Vegas every fucking weekend, you know what I'm saying? So it's always something to do, you know what I'm saying? And what I need you to do, if you got anything to say, any comments, questions, you need to talk to me about something, you need to check me about something, you need to tell me something that you heard on one of my other radio shows, and you want to check me about it, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Press the one button, which will give me a little blue light, let you know that you are in queue and you want to talk to me and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Or if you got a rant that you want to get in, you got something you want to get off your chest, hit me up, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Like I said, it is Friday night, y'all. Today is the unsigned artist spotlight, you know what I'm saying? And tonight's unsigned artist is a local cat that me and him, you know, we know each other. We've been knowing each other for a while. We go back when I first got here to Las Vegas, you know, of course, you know, Fat Man is an artist. You know, the music that you heard in the beginning of the show, it's my music, you know. I roll with the big girls, the BBWs, you know what I'm saying? Well, actually, the plus-size industry and the plus-size women, y'all know how we get down and y'all know what we do, you know what I'm saying? And was doing shows and everything like that and met this guy, you know, seen him riding around with the rap trucks. He had two or three trucks that I don't know how he was driving them all at the same time, but he had two or three trucks and they was wrapped and they had, you know, trigger across it and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And he had this one song on the CD called Crackin' and Crump, you know what I'm saying? And that song used to slap, you know what I mean? And I would ride around and bump his shit and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? Me and him got to know each other. I've interviewed him several times, you know what I'm saying? And he is a Las Vegas legend. So in tonight's spotlight, we're going to talk to Trigger, you know, and of course he's one of those battle rappers, so he's involved with A-Hat, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So, you know, you get to call in and ask him all types of questions and everything. Like I said, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Fridays is we're going to start using it as a, you know, like I said, our unsigned artist spotlight, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of you artists, you know, I'm still getting artists that is asking me and talking to me about copyrights. If you don't have your own copyrights by now, if you haven't gotten your game up as far as your internet game is, as far as doing things and taking care of business yourself, you know what I'm saying? Some of us aren't privileged enough to have managers. When you have managers, managers are supposed to take care of the artists. Okay, it's supposed to make sure that the artist got his copyrights. It's supposed to make sure that the artist is getting to the gigs. He's supposed to make sure that he's being, that the artist is being tracked. Y'all running around Las Vegas doing all these shows and ain't getting no royalties for it. And especially if you're with ASCAP or BMI. But you won't know about that unless you inquire and find out. I don't give a damn if it is 5 cent per performance or something like that, and 2 cents a spin that you get on any radio or internet station, long as they can track it. Come on now, you know what I'm saying? It's just time to step your game up as far as getting your music out and get letting the world hear what you can do as an artist and as an unsigned talent, you know what I'm saying? An unsigned artist. You know, and I'm the same way. You know, the same thing goes for me. I'm not exempt from that. You know, all my DJs, big shout out to DJ Amaze, you know what I'm saying? Shadyville DJs and everything, Def Jam, Zero Time Off, you know what I'm saying? You know, when you do things, you know, it's like those are my sponsors, you know what I'm saying? My man, he seen me doing, putting in my work. I seen him putting in his work. We linked up together. Same thing like Trigger. I seen Trigger putting in work. He seen me putting in work. We linked up together. That's what it's all about. It's about networking and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't see how people can, if you know, people in Vegas, we friends with everybody on Facebook and this and the other, but you don't even reach out to these people that you're friends with on Facebook. You want them to come and support what you're doing, but you know, but do you support what I'm doing? You know what I'm saying? Or you want to holler about me about something that I said on my radio show and this and the other. Well, if you listen to the show, I have a reason why I say everything that I say. You know what I'm saying? It's just up to you to listen and know what's being said. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, y'all, you know, other than that, we're going to get into this interview with Trigger. Like I said, it's spotlight, artist spotlight and everything like that. You know what I mean? So we're going to get into this music, y'all. Like I said, every time I'm in here, I always get distracted and everything. You know what I'm saying, y'all? So, yo, we're going to be right back. We're going to pay some bills, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to get this man Trigger on the line so we can get this popping. All right? All right. We're going to be at.
Yeah. We ready, my nigga. We ready for war. Don't ready for war. walk, walk, walk. SKs, AKs, black, black. Push you, push it, nigga, face back. Turn your head to spaghetti. We like decorating white tees. Montana, I told you niggas don't fuck with me.
Fuck
I got a check, but I ain't up how I supposed to be. This real talk, nigga. I don't rap no porch. I've been dropped off my mama and my grandma porch. 100 choppers with 100 rounds, nigga. Who want it? I'm ready. Is you ready? Just don't freeze up on me.
Nah.
Reach down and smell that dope. My niggas will draw down on you. It ain't no movement in my kitchen. Number counting, homie.
We ready. We ready, my nigga. We ready. We ready, my nigga. We ready for what? We ready for what? We ready for what? We ready for what? We ready. We ready. We ready. We ready. We ready for what? We ready for what? Dog ready for what? Street ready for what? 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 We ready, we ready for war, we ready for war. We ready, we ready for war.
Hey yo, what's up, what's up? Let's keep it real, son, count that money, you know what I'm saying? Hey yo, hey yo, put the grants over there in the safe. Jackson, real talk.
Deep block.
Washington's go to the kids.
You know how that goes.
Wifey don't want the Washington's no more.
Yeah.
About,
right?
Yo, visualizing the realism of life in actuality. Losing weight is much different than burning calories. Analyze it for yourself. Do the analogy that jealousy just might lead to a fatality. And my mentality is money orientated. I get the last laugh. It's funny, all of you hate it. As soon as you heard it was coming, all of you waited. Now you upset cause your honey already played it. Something must have got in us cause all of us turn to sinners. We could hop on a jet and the summer could turn to winter. Devil on your shoulder, he only trying to convince you. You don't feel it though till the moment they turn against you. Right now we ain't dealing with any feelings. Me and my feelings will be somewhere stacking plenty millions. We keep it real and we still getting high. Cause life's a bitch and then you die. Cause life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high. Cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high. Cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high. Cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die.
Long Island, what's good?
Life's a bitch, but this money make her smile at me though. In this era, life would be on a reality show. I see the vanity, but where did the morality go? You got that work, but you doing it for salary, ho. Let me paint this picture for you, art gallery flow. Give you food for thought, but it's low on calories though. See me in life, figured out what my talents be, yo. And now it's red, green, cheese, Caesar salad to go. Isn't her everything, got a style on these hoes. We just natural born killers, Mickey Mallory, yo. Catch me driving through the lane, ain't no foul on me, yo. The cal on me, bro. Loaded up with jalapenos. That hot shit'll cool you off. Got that icy hot. My eyes open for them haters and them shicey thoughts. The funny thing, I get it free at the pricey spots. And the flick of the wrist got me in this icy watch. Because life's a bitch and then you die. That's why you get high. Cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high. Cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high. Cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die.
Life's a bitch and then you die.
One love. Rest in peace. Chinks Drugs.
DJ Clue.
Came up on a lot of bread. Gotta slow down, I been getting a lot of head.
still selling cocaine. Girl going through my phone, I ain't storing no name. Catch me if you can, bitch. Word around town, I'm the man, bitch. Selling all these brands, bitch. Gotta grip the money like I'm about to eat a green deal. About to bring the Mozzie out. Money dance, I'ma bring the Ricky Bobby out. Life in the fast lane, smoke weed, pop pills, drink a lot of champagne. Met a bad bitch on Thursday. Took the bitch down on Thursday. Now she calling my phone early. Oh, you Thursday? Damn, girl, you Thursday. Looking for a thug? Right here. Looking for some love? Not here. The man with the money? Right here. Bitch, I'm out here. Just spent $100 on my wrist. Bitch, I'm out here. Spent $350 for the whip. Bitch, I'm out here. And I got a brand new bitch. Bitch, I'm out here.
Taylor gang.
Bitch, I'm out
gang. Gang. Out here stuntin', out here hustlin', out here cuffin' that bitch, and she out here fuckin', out here thuggin', out here puff a whole ounce, tryna see that thing bounce, shake something. On the couch, yeah, break you up, yeah. I'ma knock that pussy out, put it in her mouth, yeah. Fuck you mean, bitch, I'm out here. Don't know where that pussy been, so I ain't going down there. I got mushrooms in my lemonade. West Coast bitches gang bangin'. Coast girls rolling backwards. My down south girls love me cause I fuck them good, as you should.
Looking for a thug? Right here. Looking for some love? Not here.
Nope.
The man with the money? Right here.
Oh, man.
Bitch, I'm out here.
I'm out here, nigga.
Just spent $100 on my wrist. Bitch, I'm out here.
Just got free.
Spent $350 for the whip. Bitch, I'm out here.
I've been doing this shit, though. My nigga
and I got a brand new bitch. Bitch, I'm out here. Bitch, I'm out here.
TGOD. Yeah.
Don't run from it.
Don't
run from it. Get high. Been out here. Still out here. OT Genesis, DJ Drama.
Trap down the street from Phillip Serena. Trap down the street from Phillip Serena.
And that cool, man.
Hashtag making bands. Yes, I am.
Same chain with time.
Hashtag making bands.
So you bang. Boom. Whole lot of money, that my BFL. Keep a Glock 40 in my Bentley belt. Get it so much cash, I don't need a wallet. You smoking on that trash, throw it in the garden. Young street nigga coming from the pipe. Hanging on the block, kicking with the combi. They say that money talk, so don't you make a comment. I'm proud of myself, motherfucker, I done it.
Done it, done it, done it, money running up. To the boy about to fuck the summer up. Order some new thing for the rape. Third chain on the get a naked. I'm a poster child for the hustle. You a poster child for them busters. Game up for grabs, I'ma take it. Try to stay down like the pavement. Live by the code, keep it true. Anything and everything to get it loose. Nigga think they trill, but I'm trillin'. Nigga think they ill, but I'm ill. Nigga think they big, but I'm large. Pussy, you ain't nothing but a target. Smoking on joints, get massage. Keep dodging me and I charge you. Whole lot of money, that my BFL. Keep a Glock 40 in my Fendi belt. Get it so much cash, I don't need a wallet. Smoking on that trash, throw it in the garbage. Young street nigga coming from the park. Hanging on the block, kicking with the clumps. They say that money talk, so don't you make it count. I'm proud of myself, motherfucker, I done it.
Take the tree razor, hit the 50 slam. Bitch, I move all of their weight, I just might hit my dad. Niggas got that funny money, I'm trying not to laugh. In the back of that road, treated like a jail. Got a F in fines, but an A in math. 34 to 36, you don't know the half. Moving through my city like I'm Godzilla. Your favorite rapper seen a bird, it was on Twitter. Let me hear your bird call, nigga, sweet, sweet. 40 cal with the dick, nigga, geek, geek. I think I fell in love with the kitchen sink. say more. Comes inside of space.
Whole lot of money that might be a belt. Keep a Glock 40 in my Fendi belt. Spending so much cash, I don't need a wallet. Smoking on that trash, throw it in the garbage. Young street nigga coming from the park. Hanging on the block, kicking with the convicts. They say that money talks, so don't you make a comment. I'm proud of myself, motherfucker, I done it.
Ooh.
Spend a lot of money, you can't take it with you. They say the feds ain't taking pictures. Spend a lot of money, you can't take it with you. They say the feds ain't taking pictures.
My empire would not be denied. Must I say it again? My empire would not be denied.
I'm a real street nigga who ain't loving the fame. I can't help it, everywhere I go, they knowing my name. Gold teeth, gold chain, all gold everything. Cold pictures, old pictures, with that check in my hand. Who's that bad ass nigga? I'm the best in the game. How you the best in the game? There's no one else in my lane. Tonight I'm fucking you, I'm bought that. So girl, get your mind right. I'll fuck you and your girl if you don't wanna fuck your girl.
There's no stopping my empire.
The
realest of my generation. I'm finna fuck up the game. My status booked the flight, then caught it and got stuck on a plane. Niggas jealous, mad at me, trying to fuck up my name. They want my spot, I bet they'll bend over and get fucked for my chain. I piss them off when they see me. I just be talking so greasy. Really, it's so easy to see that I'm freezing. It's be a caution, you're breathing. I had the hardest chunk to chew, so now I floss for a reason. Vegas and Cali, in 1 week I had an awesome season. My mama called me a heathen. Preachers say, son, talk to Jesus. Jesus say, it's already handled. Now go make them believe it. Bitch, I ain't playing, I'm eating. I'm taking place cause I'm greedy. Drop me off and leave me. I'm coming out in victory swinging. Artillery, your little disses don't get to me. Clip got 100, I'm hunting my enemies. Niggas want war, we can war, I got energy. Middle fingers to the industry. We the hardest niggas of the century. Tough talking only tickle me. We really real nigga, literally. The syndicate, we the epitome. Bang.
Hank the syndicate ain't in this bitch. Like home invasion.
Like a motherfucking enema, nigga. No Franco. No Franco.
Yeah, y'all, you got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct. Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all, I told you it's going down today, you know what I'm saying? And we do this every Friday. We do the artist, the unsigned artist spotlight. Y'all got to excuse me. My mind be everywhere, this and the other. When I get in here, get in the studio, turn this computer on and turn on all this equipment and everything, you get the bells and this and the other and all the sounds and everything's dinging and ringing and shit like that. So, you know, but other than that, like I say, tonight we got an artist, a Las Vegas legend, like I say, you know what I'm saying? He's been doing his damn thing out here in Las Vegas for a good little while, you know what I'm saying? He's even left Vegas, went and did some touring and came back. You know, of course, you can catch his battles on A-Hat, you know what I'm saying? And, like I said, I remember him from back in the day. And everything, you know what I'm saying, when I first moved here to Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying, we was doing stuff and everything and doing shows. And, I mean, we go all the way back. I mean, all the groups we could name that we had worked with and everything like that. It's been a beautiful thing. So it is a honor for me to do this interview because a lot of people was like, damn, how did you get him on your show? And it was like, I asked him.
I can't, you know what I'm saying?
And everything. So, you know, with no further ado, y'all, let me bring to the phone and let me bring to the airways and everything my man and good friend, Trigger. What's going on, player?
Man, what's up with you, bro?
Man, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. I cannot complain. I cannot complain. How is your year going so far?
Man, it was just another one, you know what I mean? But at the same time, everybody out there enjoying themselves, man. I just wish everybody had a good one. But for me, it was just another one. You know, I've seen so many of them.
Yeah, I feel you, man. Well, man, like I said, it is an honor to have you on the show and be able to talk to you and catch up and things. I see you've been doing things and stuff like that. I was telling everybody, you know, I remember Trigger back when I first moved here. He had the rap trucks and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? You had the little girlies out doing their thing, and they was pushing the CD. And like I said, my song on the CD, off the CD, was Crackin' and Crump. I used to put that motherfucker in my Cadillac, nigga, in my Lincoln, and I would lean back. I would bump it so hard and lean back so far in the car, man, I'd be talking out the back window, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So, I've been knowing you for a while, been following your music, man. I don't know if anybody else really know about the Trigger saga, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So kind of fill everybody in because you're being heard all the way over in the Philippines. Big shout out to my girl Mary Jane Tabota. She's always listening to me. She's over there in a little small town in the Philippines that I cannot pronounce and everything, you know what I'm saying? And of course, you know, my people out in Nigeria and Johannesburg, Africa, and stuff like that. So, man, kind of give everybody a background of what you've been doing up until now, I guess, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, where it started from.
Yeah, well, basically, man, you know, I coming up in Chicago, man, you know, I really jumped on into the music scene way back then. And it was kind of early because at the time, you know, Chicago really didn't have no music scene for rap music like that. You know what I mean? So when I jumped into it, it was still fairly early. I wound up leaving home at a young age. I say probably about 14, 15, chasing this rap dream, you know, and it landed me in another part of the Midwest. And, you know, when I was out there, I wound up putting out a few projects, you know what I'm saying, having a little following out there and stuff. But then it was cool, but once I moved out to Vegas, it was like it was time to turn it up a notch. And so that's what I did. You know, I put my money where my mouth was and, you know, put my music out there in the street, out there in the clubs. I had, you know, had songs on the radio. My following was pretty good, you know, but I kind of been on a hiatus for the last few years, just, you know, taking a little rest from the music scene, just kind of playing the background on it and, you know, doing my homework at the same time. But now it's to the point where I feel like I want to reach out and touch the people again. So I got something real big that I'm about to bring to Las Vegas, like, real soon. Like, it's in the prepper stages right now, but man, I'm talking about it's going to be real big, man. So, you know, I got something, like I said, I got something I'm about to bring to the town real soon. And, you know, at the same time, get everybody that, you know, get a chance to be a part of it because it's going to be real big for Vegas, you know.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good because we definitely need it out here. How would you say that the music that you've done has kept you relevant until now? Would you say it's been the creativity? Would you say it's been, you know, your sound? I mean, what would you say?
You know, I think it's more than just the music, because for the people that know me and, you know, and actually had a chance to be around Trig and deal with me and stuff, you know, they take a personal interest in me, you know what I'm saying? So the actual music, you know, it complements me, but people actually just take a personal liking to my actual person, and that's cool. You know, like, I really appreciate the love, and, you know, I've always been a humble dude, but as far as my music capturing people, I just spit it like it is, you know. I just do them real. I can go sugarcoat it, you know, but I don't know, man. I just, you know, I ain't afraid to get out there and mingle with the people and touch hands with the people, you know what I mean? And I've been out here doing my thing for a long time, and, you know, it's been a whole lot of people putting me on a pedestal, but I don't really perceive myself as that. But, you know, sometimes you just got to jump in your role and play that. But, I was just much too humble to actually do that at the time. I remember my man's Rory Mack. He worked at the radio station, and he done a lot of work with Def Jam and stuff. And I remember my man back in the day when I had to rap vehicles with my album covers all on it. My name was really popping back then. And I remember Rory Mack came to me, and he was like, "Trig, you need to get out that car," because I was driving my Trigger truck around. You know, you got my face on the cover, but then you look at the driver, then my face, the same one on the truck. So he tell me, "Get out that truck. You need to get in the back. Let somebody drive you. You be chauffeur to jump in your other whip or something, and it's gonna look better." And, you know, at the time, you know, I want to say I wasn't as business minded as I should have been. I was a youngster, just having so much money and playing with it. You know, I want to say, man, just being in the streets and being able to touch the people was more important at the time. But, you know, we all need to learn from our mistakes, our trials and tribulations, man. And, you know, now I'm to a point where I feel like I'd have been there, I'd have done that. Now it's time to make it happen and use everything that I've applied over the years, you know.
I remember those days. I mean, I feel where you come from, you know. This is why I tell a lot of these cats now, you know, and they get mad at me because I'd be like, "Well, man, you know, I'll buy your music or I'll play your music on my show, but I'm not coming to Boomers and all of that and this and the other." They don't realize that we was the ones that started Boomers doing what Boomers and the Beauty Bar and this and the other. That was back in 2000, 2001. You know what I'm saying? When we was, like I called you a couple of months ago and told you I found some footage from up there at the Boston when we was doing the Boston. I didn't know that, you know, and we all was playing and having fun back then because I didn't think, you know, back then, you know, they used to give me that bar from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. every Wednesday night, and we would pack that joker. You know what I'm saying? Right. You was walking around there with your shirt off and this and the other drinking, and we was wilding out. You know what I'm saying? But we didn't know. We didn't know
that. That young wild tree right there.
I was exactly. We was wilding out. But and country and Big Steve and Big Family and all them people back then.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't know what type of seeds we was planting back then. That's. These trees are growing now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we, you know, we walk past them and we just like, you know, people be like, man, he did blah, 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 blah. You know, that's just like a Paulie Mack. He looks at me and go, man, you a Las Vegas legend. Well, I look at you and look up to you for what you've been doing and everything. It's a lot of unsung heroes out here, and I try and tell these younger cats that's coming up, look here, man, it was a joker like Trigger, a Big Feed that paved the way for the beauty bar to even let you rent it out for what they did back in the day. You know what I'm saying? To even start these open mic nights. It was the reason why everybody jumped on the open mic nights. Why? Because we had artists like yourself that was going, well, I'm going to perform regardless, whether if it's karaoke night, open mic night, R&B night, you know what I'm saying? And we was bum rushing the spot like that. You know what I'm saying?
Not only that, when I performed, even at them spots and locations that didn't have as many people, you know what I mean? I gave it my all.
Yeah.
I put the energy that I brought to a stage performance. It was, you know, at the time, it was unmatchable. Like, you know, it's a lot of little young cats that's been coming up right now, and a lot of them on the Vegas music scene, a lot of them making good music. They putting a little visual footage out, and that's good. You know, and you have some that actually credit me for being one of the actual pioneers of this Vegas scene music, and you know that I'm really appreciative of that. But then you got the other cats that, you know, they like, move over, old man, it's my time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know, at the same time, I want to move over and I want to make room for the new generation. But you know, sometimes, man, you gotta go back to your roots, man, and show them where it started at, because this new generation, they doing a whole lot of stuff all wrong, and they thinking that that's how they do it because that's all they know. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly. No, I hear you loud and clear, you know, because they do me the same way, you know, we doing this OG and this and the other. Sometimes I have to get up there as an OG and let them know, look here, I'll still give some of you cats a run for your money. Don't just think just because you see, you know, some snow on top of the roof, don't think there ain't no fire in the furnace. You know what I'm saying? I still stick that shit.
You gotta understand though, sometimes, you know, they'll give you your respect as being an OG, but that OG title, I don't really care for that too much. You know what I'm saying? Because when they give you that OG title, that's a way to discredit you and tell you basically you're not in the same category as us because you older and maybe your style of music ain't what's popping right now. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, this the OG right here. And when people call you OG, they look at you like that. You get what I'm saying? So I don't really care for that title. I just want to be, you know, if I'm going to be in the same game with you cats, I want to be in and blend in and mix right on in without y'all having to look at me like, okay, I'm the OG of this era, and you know, y'all really don't have to listen, but maybe y'all will give me that respect. I really don't need that. I normally take my respect. My music speaks for itself, and not only that, a lot of these cats ain't genuine people in the street anyway. Like, you can't really get out there and touch your fans. You're only famous on social media. You know what I mean? If I really had this social media thing cracking back when I had my movement really popping, oh, it'd have been ridiculous.
Right.
It'd have been over. It wasn't.
It was just like, you know, we was just now discovering the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
Damn
saying?
Right.
And everything like that. And, you know, and it was hard to connect with the internet back then.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And everything.
Even
so,
if,
you know,
even
so
if you
done.
Had a good,
even if you had a good service, like you said, it was hard to connect, man. You lose the connections and everything, you know, because they were just, like you say, they were just perfecting all the nooks and cranks of it. You get what I mean?
But then again, it's the internet and the social media has taken away from what we were used to, and that was getting out here being a foot soldier, getting out here with the backpack, you know, with the, you know, with the sweat rags and giving them away. See, we knew about having product. We would show up. We knew back in the day about showing up at the gig and passing out CDs and this, that, and the other, just to give people your flavor. That's why I don't understand a lot of these guys, a lot of these artists are giving A&Rs. Man, we sent them the whole CD. Well, you knew, me and you both know that's a no-no. You only send an A&R, maybe one or two songs. He only going to listen to two of them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So sending them
right.
five and six and seven songs, and then what's getting me now out of all this time, and even the little brothers of the brothers that when we were performing, and we're going, okay, then, well, we're going to do this in the studio. Let's do it right. Who are your copyrights with? And they go, copyrights. What's copyright?
Oh.
You doing all these shows and all this music, and you don't have no copyrights?
Man, listen, I tell you that, and that's the thing about a lot of these youngsters, like the business side of it. Like if you want to go ahead and get technical, just keep it always 1,000. That's kind of where I feel that myself, because the business part wasn't totally up to par as it should have been. I mean, I got people contacting me all the time from Japan, Canada, you know, Russia, different countries, Germany, you know what I'm saying? Like fans of my music, and you know what I'm saying? And it's just crazy because I wasn't really able to capitalize off of it because I was so young and not business minded. You get what I'm saying? But, you know, if I had to give advice to all these little new cats coming up, man, I tell them, learn the business,
right.
Because you don't want to be in a lifestyle of doing something, living every day for this, and you not really knowing the ins and outs of how it's working. And right now, the music game is so tight, man, it ain't room for everybody. So only ones going to make it is the ones that's really doing what they supposed to be doing. You know how many rappers they got out there that sound good, though? I ain't talking about the terrible ones. I'm talking about the ones that sound good, though. They can't get themselves heard or played nowhere. And you think it just because you make a nice song and you put you out a nice video, you about to be a hood star, a rap star. And that's just the thing. Like, I don't, you know, my cares ain't about putting out anything for the hood or, you know, the homeboys or anything. It's business. And it, once you take it and treat it as a business, it's going to work for you. That's all I can say.
Right. Exactly. And I think that's where we hurt ourselves at, because we're so busy trying to turn up and everything. And, you know, instead of making sure that the business is done, and then you can have more fun. But we was having fun before the business was done. You know what I'm saying? And everything, which, yes, it did. It hurt a bunch of us.
Yeah.
You know, it hurt a bunch of us on getting deals on, you know, when we did. I remember when, what was his name? Was working for Interscope, the big guy. His name was Kevin. He was out here in Vegas when we say what?
You ain't talking about Wino.
I remember Wino being out here too, but he was working for Interscope. His name was Kevin something. I forgot. He was a big guy because he was in the dressing and wearing suits and everything.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? And I mean, that's when that song was out. How'd it go? You don't want my bling bling bling, none of my ching ching ching, that shit like that. That shit was hot on the radio because it caught people's ear. You know what I'm saying? And that was one thing he was explaining was like, yo, make something catchy that's going to catch people's ear. Now it's, you can basically just throw your voice on a track. You know what I'm saying? I see people basically sitting around acapellas and let people put it on tracks how they can fit it in and this and the other and get in where they fit in. Do you think the creativity is gone in hip hop?
Yeah, well, you know, to be honest with you, yeah, the actual creativity part is starting to get watered down because now you ain't got to come with too much creativity. You just got to come with a nice gimmick, a nice beat, have a cool little look, and stuff may work out for you. It ain't about the creativity in the actual song making right now. You know what I mean? I mean, it's only a few artists that's actually really putting some real creativity into their stuff, but... You know, I tell you, like, as far as creativity, who I really came up on as far as creativity, and I think this dude was like a genius, was the boy Busta Rhymes. You know what I mean? Like, the boy how to put a song together. You get what I'm saying? And
right,
it ain't too many
right.
song makers right now, you know. But that's what I'm finna change up. Like I say, this song that I got right now is one of them songs you're speaking of. You get what I'm saying? To where it's definitely gonna market to the wide audience, not just you know the homeboys. You feel me?
Okay. Do you think? What happened? Because I remember back when we were making music, we were making club music. Can you explain the difference between club music, street music, and a banger?
Oh man, it's a big difference. I mean, you know, your following and stuff like that, it starts in the street. So you probably gonna have your street music before you have any of the other music. But then, you know, because that's where you're following that. You had that, but then you go ahead and get into the club. Now, once you get into the club, it's a whole different thing because now you can't just do stuff that's cool to everybody say, okay, yeah, that's all right. Now you got to do stuff to make people move and really want to keep playing your stuff over and over in the club atmosphere. And if you ain't coming with that formula, you're not going to be able to actually attack the clubs like that. But if you got together, okay, but that's still a whole different thing from radio. But now you can have a dope song that's a hit in the club and it's a hit in the radio. It's sometimes that's what they do. They throw it in the club to see, you know, how it's gonna move the people before they even put it on the radio. You get what I mean? But that radio, though, it's a whole different formula. You get what I'm saying? That you got to come with that. And to be honest with you, you got people that's been in music for 15, 20 years, and they still ain't mastered it. You get what I'm saying? You got people that's been in the music industry, and they had hit singles, and they can't pull out a single to save their life right now.
Yeah.
So once you got that formula, man, then everything should go cool. But it's just getting that actual formula. You got to have it, man. And trust me, the industry know what they're looking for, and some of these cats don't want to pay attention to what's needed, but, you know, you do your homework, man. Everything should work out.
Yeah. I don't think that people are, because back when we was doing it, we was taking lead by example. It was some things that I learned from you back when you was telling me, nah, big fella, do it, you know, do it like this. You got your big girls and this, that, and the other, man.
Mm-hmm.
Play some here, play some there. You know, make sure that they're getting your money from the door. And then, you know, and then you get your side. You taught me about side cheese. You was like, man, you getting your side cheese? I said, what's side cheese?
Right.
You was like, oh, come here, big fella. Let me show you what side, you know, and then you turn me on side cheese and everything like that. We was wild.
Yeah,
we had too much at our disposal.
Yeah, ever since day one, though, man, you was, you know, you always been a genuine dude, man, and you was really putting on it. At the same time, you was trying to bring something that everybody else could branch on to, you know what I mean? So you had a few ventures of whatever you was doing. I was supporting it, man, and that's what Vegas is, that's what it needs to be about. It needs to be about that support because everybody thinking that they just going to go ahead and make it by themselves, but you can't, man. You got to click in with somebody.
Yeah,
you got to make it happen as a team.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of
other places got unity, man. It ain't no unity right
here.
It's nothing.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, and that's,
it
that's
ain't.
Terrible.
I mean, they don't understand. Stay till the whole show is over. You know what I'm saying? Support the artist. Go ahead.
I can't express that enough how that makes me so livid. to see, like, you, when you go to these local performances, and then you got these cats, they come in with their crowd, and then they may sit there and wait for an hour, 2 hours, whatever, perform. But as soon as they get up there and perform, now they out the door. And when they out the door, they take their crowd with them. You get what I'm saying? And
right.
That's just a selfish move. You get me? So if you're going to support right. the actual scene, I'm used to, you know, everybody supporting everybody. And that's how it be in other places. It's just not here like that in Vegas. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do understand that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as much as we done did the bunkhouse and all of that and everything, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, man, we, you know, hey, I didn't care if Trigger went on at 3:30 in the morning, at least make it worth my while to be up at 3:30. Now it then got to where I'm like, look here, man, if y'all ain't done performing by at least 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm out. I'm not staying here until 2:45. You got people going on stage now. Now back then, yeah, we was running. Now, you know, on the nights when we was doing that, we was running 19 acts across the stage with no problem.
Right. Right, right.
You know,
it's been many a times where I've done performances at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, and the crowd was still there, active. You know, actually supporting.
Uh-huh.
You know, but that
right.
was my own personal following, though. You get what I mean?
Right.
But,
exactly.
You know, I just yeah, man. We just gotta just go ahead and work together, man, to get this scene together, man. I think it'll all be cool, man.
Without a doubt. Well, listen, man, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us and talk to the cats out there that's tuning in and listening. Before we get up out of here, man, I know it's a cat out there that's trying to get to where you are, that's trying to see and do the things that you have done, you know what I'm saying, and everything, because it's only one Trigger. But, you know, we can have people following your footsteps and stuff. What type of advice would you give that person?
Man, like I said, you know, I can't stress it enough. The only thing I can tell you, man, the most important information I can give you is learn the business. Learn the business for yourself. Don't have nobody learn it for you. Don't expect nobody to learn it for you, because that was my downfall. I had somebody else in charge of the business, and I was just in charge of the creativity. Come to find out, he wasn't handling the business like he should have. So it was my downfall, and don't let it be yours.
Mm-hmm.
Learn the business.
There it is. Tell them where they can find your music, download it at.
Man, you know, right now, man, I had a little problem with my music, man, so I had to take my site down, man. But right now I'm in the middle of putting together another site so everybody be able to go on there, man, log on and download all my previous albums, mixtape or whatever, you know. So that should be up and running, man, like real soon. I want to say within the next 30 days or so. But, I mean, in the meantime, they can connect with me on the Facebook, hit me on the Twitter, the Trigger 702, TRIGAAH. 702. I got a SoundCloud Trigger 702. You know, I'm out there. I'm about to open up some more avenues, man, so everybody can get in contact with the real Trigger content they've been trying to get in touch with. You feel me? Man, I appreciate you having me, Fat Man. It's always love, bro.
Without a doubt, man. Without a doubt. Y'all make sure y'all follow Trigger. Now, you got a battle coming up, right?
Yeah, I got one on the 30th of this month, January, AHAT.TV. AHAT Battle League. I'm battling a cat out of California, man. It should be real cool.
Okay, where is that going to be at?
You know what? I ain't got the actual address right now.
Okay.
But it's going to be on, I think, like on Spring Mountain Jones area. On the 30th of January. So, I mean, I'll post something up like that on my page, the information, the links, and all of that.
Let us know, man. Let us know, man, so we can come out and support. So, yo, everybody, y'all make sure y'all hit my man up, hit him up on his Twitter, on his Sky Pager, on everything, and this and the other. Let him know that you got his back. You know what I'm saying? And let him know that we support you, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of love and respect for you, my brother. Hello. Uh-oh, I didn't lost
you.
No, yeah, okay, there you go.
I think you're ready for the single. You're going to be the first one to get it, bro. I appreciate the love.
There it is, man. There it is, man. We're going to holler back at you, man. God bless.
God bless. Go.
Ha! The West Coast made me do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this death fluid. Ha! West Coast made me do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while we sippin' on this pimp fluid.
Ha, fat man. So Long Beach, that's what my mama told me. Brought me to the Dells in 88, so they mowed me. A young, reputable, rider and respectable. Fuck any amigos and bitches on the testicles. I'm a legend, I've been banging since 11. Always packing me a weapon, cause the old state threatened. Get that bossa, always talking wassa. I mob up in the club and knock the drink out your tassa. Rasa, you didn't know about them killers. Cowboys, West Side, Long Beach, nigga. Affiliated con la mierda, no me joda. Boricua, vendiendo la droga en copitola, pendejo. No venga con la mano y pidiendo. There's a hustle in every move, vendiendo chocha hasta pelo. Fat man, you know I had to get it. Any problems on my mama, we can surely deal with it.
The West Coast made me do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this death fluid.
Ha! 313 to the LBC. Huh.
The West Coast made me do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this death fluid.
This grip, nigga. You didn't know that the fat man was a spit, nigga. Underestimated, cause I'm just a big figure. I'm taking all your shit, the fat boys be legit, nigga. You didn't know I couldn't spit, I got massive flow. Cause you see me on TV with a cooking show. You skinny motherfuckers, y'all niggas got to go. My rhymes are complicated just like an obstacle.
Foot on the gas, cruising LV. He blowing on that loud, all mad and OC. Middle fingers to the haters as I'm chucking up the D. Just an East Coast nigga, and I'm repping 313. West Coast. Made me do it, sip it on that fluid. About to grab the mic and spit heat cause it's fluid. All you niggas in your crew better duck when I come through. See, walk your name out, this is 7-0 true. The land of the few, legend be my status. I got my skull family, what it do, nigga, what's happening? Barbecue slapping, fat man keep it cracking. A West Coast nigga with a East Coast passion. Y'all niggas keep me laughing, your booty ass rapping. You really think you relevant, you really just be passing. You fake motherfuckers, don't get it twisted. Drama's in the mix.
The West Coast made me do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this pimp fluid.
And I'm whipping 313 to the LBC.
The West Coast made me do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this pimp fluid.
Hanging out on the motherfucking West Coast. Y'all know who it is. Fat man. Yeah, yeah.
Ladies, I need you to stop doing what you're doing and pay attention. Let's get focused. Donnell Jones is in the building. Young Chop. Let go.
Just turn each other on. Yeah. There's heat in the wind. We can make love every hour. You already know what the business is. We gon' switch it over. Let me see you run. Dealing with
like a kick, can't break it off. Break it off.
Throw it back, I make it tall. Make it tall.
Yeah, that ass so fat, good God,
it's Charm and Saul.
It's Charm and Saul.
And it's a meeting in my bedroom on the boss.
On the boss.
It's like been up in my penthouse. I keep the strip club in house.
Don't put
this on the
I live out
when you doubt it. And don't feel my them lip out.
But see, I just keep on dipping, keep on tipping till I tip out.
I dip out and come right back.
Right. I never had nothing quite like that.
But I like that.
Like that.
I just turn up,
yeah, I
like that. Like
turn up,
ass up.
And everything, like I said, you know what I mean, we've been doing a lot out here in Vegas. We don't really know how much we contribute to something until someone else tells you, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to him. God bless him and his family and all of his ventures and adventures that is to come, you know what I'm saying? But you know, this is how we do it on Fridays, y'all, you know what I'm saying? It's the Unsigned Artist Spotlight, you know what I'm saying? You can hit me up or inbox me if you're trying to get in the spotlight, you know what I'm saying, and get your music heard and things like that. I got to get next week. I will definitely have the new email address, you know, to hit me up and start sending me your music so I can start uploading it to the show and we start playing it in with all our majors and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? Because it ain't hard to do this music thing, y'all. You just have to stay committed, you know what I mean, and stay focused, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, we was committed and we was focused, but we had so much coming to us so fast to where, you know, we was just too busy fucking it off. We was too busy having fun with it, you know what I'm saying? We was too busy partying. You know, I mean, it is what it is, and we had a ball doing it, you know what I'm saying? I'm 47 years old now, and I can look back and look at, you know, the doing, dropping that music and mixtapes and CDs and stuff like that there, and I don't regret none of it because I had fun doing it, you know what I'm saying? So, listen, you guys, I'm about to get up out of here so I can start my Friday night. I know you got a Friday night to start, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate you guys rolling with us and riding with us all week. You know, we will be back Monday at 5 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, doing the damn thing, you know what I mean, with my man, who we got in the studio, Vinny, we got an artist coming in Monday by the name of, let me make sure, because I don't want to mess his name up and all of that, you know what I'm saying, I want to make sure I'm talking about the right person, you know what I mean, and, because I don't want nobody to be like, man, you didn't say blah, 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 this and the other, and be like, man, be quiet, I ain't talking to you. So, you know what I'm saying? So listen, everybody, I appreciate you riding with us, you know what I'm saying, rolling with your boy, the Fat Man. You know, we're going to keep it hot, we're going to keep it moving. Y'all know how we do, y'all know how we get down, you know what I'm saying? But I will be back Monday, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man, Trigger. Monday we will be with Vinnie Ramone. Okay, Vinnie Ramone will be with Monday. He'll be in the studio and everything, and we'll be talking about him and talking with him, not talking about him, but talking with him and about his career. So listen, you got your boy Fat Man coming to you, you know what I'm saying, live and direct. I love y'all. Thank y'all for giving me the opportunity to be here expressing myself, you know what I'm saying, in such a way to where it may offend you. If it does offend you, the way I express myself, I truly, truly, truly apologize. You know what I'm saying? I do not mean to offend anybody, but I'm going to keep it 600, and I'm going to keep it so motherfucking real. You know what I'm saying? For Fat Man, myself, you know what I'm saying, my man DJ Amaze, and of course, you know what I'm saying, Shadyville DJs, Def Jam, Zero Time Off, Fat City Playmates, y'all. It is going down. I can't wait until the spring because we about to act a motherfucking fool. Y'all just don't know. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, we out of here like last year. I check y'all out Monday. Peace.
Yeah, but Zuvia!
Yeah, baby!
To you, but the music too loud.
Yeah.
Girl, I know a quiet place where we could vibe out.
Right.
I ain't like your ex, you could let your guard down. Tell your girls you with a real one so they could calm down. Oh, yeah, they could calm down. They saying I'm the nigga, that's the word around town. Oh, yeah, that's the word around town. If you didn't know before, then I bet you know now. Baby, you got everything that a nigga want. I just wanna put you on. And I just wanna see you with them Vickies on. Better yet, with them up. Only if you ready.
Tell the family, don't let it get it. But it's who gang up one little village. Got a bad ass body on the village. And it's being so hard, you gotta feel it. Ay, I just fell in love with the west side. Come get high, let me take you on a jet ride. If you ready, I can show you what the set like. So far, so I see you on my left side.
Baby, you got everything that a nigga wants.
Yeah.
I just wanna put you on.
Yeah.
And I just wanna see you with them Vickies on. When I'm up, oh, let's ride out.
red niggas gon' get it.
Yeah, better.
Only if you ready.
Go,
yeah.
I'm the tightest seeing to the spot. Same time, try you on the car. I'm the type to pull up in valet. Pay her daughter, park a $250,000 car. Jumped in the whip in that quad. She went from the quad to the floor. It ain't no stressing, you know I'm a blessing. She'll get a real nigga award. I shoot, I do it. No brake fluid. Everything a G-O the way I run through it. Like when I spoon, yeah, make it sleep good. And then I pull it down and I make you talk to her. Talk to her.
Only if you ready. Got me one time, I hit the valley like, yeah, I'm back.
Ladies, I need you to stop doing what you're doing and pay attention. Let's get focused. Donnell Jones is in the building. Young Chop. Lego.
Just turn me to the moon.